This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's plane is just now touched down in Washington, D.C., ahead of an Oval Office meeting with President Biden. Mr. Trump will also be meeting with Republican House leaders on Capitol Hill. Traveling with the president-elect, Elon Musk, who sources say has been sitting in with Trump, helping him make personnel decisions on who will serve in the next White House. Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will head up a new Department of Government Efficiency. Such a department would have to be created and approved by Congress. Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is reopening after that devastating fire. ABC's Tom Sufi-Burridge is there.
Hundreds of millions of dollars, painstaking work over a period of 5 years, incredible craftsmanship from a vast team, an army of workers to rebuild this incredible cathedral, this cathedral which was really emblematic with France, with Paris, with French history. It means so much to this city and to this country.
This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The La Crosse County Board approved a budget of just over $200 million last night. The budget gives county staff a 3% raise and adds professional development and training opportunities. In addition to those changes for employees, the county is funding a record-high maintenance budget to help improve road conditions. Before the vote, several budget requests for additional funding were made by the public for a total of $563,000. You can see the full approved budget at lacrossecounty.org. The Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin broke a week-long silence since last week's election. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Hovde has spoken. The former Senate candidate put out a message on social media yesterday with the word concession missing.
Many people have been wondering why I have remained quiet since election night. I believe it's better not to comment until I have the facts. Wisconsin Election Commission is in the final process of finalizing the canvass from last Tuesday's election. Many people have reached out and urge me to contest the election. While I'm deep